This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5. See Southern Plus Aged Care at this year's Have a Go Day, November 1st at Burswood Park.
Now, there was a tie between James Limnios and Rhys Harley, the two contenders for the acting Lord Mayor's position, for hours until it was all sorted out with what's being called the shock election, with Gemma Green now taking the mantle of Perth Lord Mayor. She joins us on the line now. Hello, Gemma. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Gemma, I suppose it was just a shock in some areas. You were elected unopposed.
Yes, there was a clear commitment across the council that we wanted a consensus decision.
Yeah.
And that meant that we needed some time to talk about, what had happened in the past, clear the air, also take some responsibility for, things. And I think in that space there was the opportunity for people to work more collaboratively together going forward, and that's what we've done.
What is top of the list of what you would like to bring to the city?
Well, just a couple of things. Firstly, to address the, office vacancy rates, they're very high right now. Also, to look at our current parking operations that are stifling business in certain parts of Perth. Activation, economic activity, dealing with homelessness, and also getting more people to live in the city.
With the parking, I remember last year you were in favour of a free weekend parking over the Christmas period as a boost to local traders. Could we see that be the case now this Christmas?
I think that the council will sit down and review the overall parking strategy and look at where is the greatest need and where could we help local businesses.
Yeah.
I do have a question, considering that you brought up parking. This actually happened to me a little while ago.
The tow story,
right? No, it's a fair point, right? So my car was towed on St. George's Terrace, Gemma.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault, Gemma. It was my fault. I was in the wrong. But the following day, or about a week later, we actually received a parking fine from the City of Perth, which was actually dated as being given to us actually a day after
posthumously.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. So essentially what happened was I got done on this date, but there was no infringement notice on the actual car when I went to go and get it out of the place that had impounded it. And then we received a parking fine from the City of Perth about a week later, saying that, oh, look, we know that this happened on this date, but here a day later we're going to issue you a fine anyway.
Oh, I mean, that is a bit adding insult to injury, I think.
A little bit.
Did you follow up with the city to see if it could be looked into?
I may have said a few choice words on Twitter.
I think he thinks that's what he's doing now.
So would that be the thing to do, to actually follow up with the city and say, hey, guys, what gives?
Absolutely. I would encourage all people that are, visiting the city or ratepayers to get in touch with the city and with their elected members and let them know the things that are working or not working for them. I think that we need to maintain a dialogue. And we do have a contact centre as well, so you can turn to Twitter, of course, but you can also call the administration and get something looked into.
There you go.
You wouldn't have to know the number for the administration, would you?
So, Gemma, in the interest of onward and upward, do you anticipate a supportive environment to get on with things, or is it by definition, is the job by definition one that can be sort of tough to just get on with?
I think most definitely, the unanimous decision to appoint me shows that we can work together. And the ratepayers spoke at the election, and there was a real desire to, stop the shenanigans. And I think everybody in the room last night was very focused on a unanimous and consensus decision.
Excellent. Well, you've already serviced this guy here today. So.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it. No, look, you've been very kind to talk to us at such short notice. And knowing your work in research with innovation and renewable energy, hopefully we've got some really good things to look forward to in Perth on the horizon, Gemma. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm really excited and honoured to be the Deputy Lord Mayor, and I hope that I can serve the community and meet and exceed their expectations.
Okay, thank you, Gemma.
Thank you, Gemma.
My pleasure.
Will Anderson, back tonight as host of Gruen, 8:30 on the ABC, and he joins us now. Good to have you on the show as always, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much. It'd be weird if 1 week I was back on Gruen, but I wasn't host. I was just presenting one of the ads in the pitch or something. It's really not doing as much as you used to do on this show.
It's like muck-up day. We could.
Well, speaking of the pitch, convincing us to turn off the news for good this week.
Yeah, now this is one of those ones where people are going, well, we're watching less news and reading less news these days anyway. And we were like, well, let's just take it to Victoria and give it the euthanasia. I think news is over. We've just got to convince people to stop watching it absolutely, completely. And there are two ad agencies who do a very compelling job in very different ways to make us think that, you know what, maybe I don't need news in my life.
I was wondering then if it was convincing us to turn off the news, comma, for good, or convincing us to turn off the news for good.
Well, I think all of the above. I would say half of column A and half of column B, and I would say the third column would be ABC News getting really, really mad at us tomorrow.
All right. Oh, well. Now, tonight, very timely, I guess, talking equal pay.
Yeah, now this is an amazing sort of story. I assume the two of you get paid equally for your show, and I'm sure that's something that you guys are talking about.
We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, mate.
So it's one of those things that has obviously been in the national consciousness, but on Gruen, always what we like to do is, you know, look at how brands, you know, advertising and marketing uses issues like equal pay. And so we found some brilliant ads from around the world. There's one that played during the Super Bowl. They spent $5 million making this ad for the American Super Bowl, you know, paying for it for 30 seconds. It's for Audi, the car brand. You know, what does an Audi have to do with equal pay? You know,
not much.
Right? Well, I mean, I guess you need to be paid equally to afford an Audi. Maybe that's the thing that they're saying. When Audi made that ad, they copped a lot of backlash because it turned out that their board was exclusively men, which made it a little bit awkward for a while.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And will there be a treat that there has been this season of the ad that should never have been?
Well, this ad, this is not an ad you'll never see again, but I'm a bit sad that you'll never see it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a musical, it's a jingle ad made by the New South Wales Police when they brought in random breast testing.
Breast testing. Right.
It's honestly one of the greatest earworms of all time. I've been singing it all week, and it's brilliant because you never get to see the police say please, thank you, and sorry in an advertisement about road testing. They rhyme test with arrest. There's some really great lyrics in it. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Was it from the 80s?
Yeah, it would have been when they just first brought it in, so it must be like early 80s.
Oh, when it was fun.
I wonder if this is it. Hang on.
Please accept our apology for the inconvenience.
Oh.
We are going to have to cause you.
Yeah, I've been singing this all week.
Oh, my God. All right. Looking forward to
it. It's even better when it gets to the key change. It's got an aha, take on me style key change.
Step
about
out of the
through.
Car and away
it's
from
brilliant.
It. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right. All that and more. Thank you, Will.
Thank you very much.
We'll leave you with the rest of this, the random breath testing commercial for New South Wales from 1983.
How are you going?
Will you be under 05 or under arrest? Wow, what a banger.
Can't wait to see it.
8:30 tonight on the ABC. Good on you, Will.
Cheers.
We want to talk to you about how you put them off.
Well, we all know one of the most effective strategies in the single ladies playbook is to give an obnoxiously persistent guy that you're not interested in a fake phone number. So, enter the Mary Sue rejection hotline. If you give a creepy dude the number, and I guess this is an American number, 646-926-6614, he will be greeted with a recorded message. This recorded message.
Hello there. If you're hearing this message, you've made a woman feel unsafe and or disrespected. Please learn to take no for an answer and respect women's emotional and physical autonomy. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Now,
did
remember,
you get all of that?
Got all that. Just remember, here in Australia, you need to add, I think it's 1-001-111-31, and then dial the number and you'll get that at some point.
All right.
I just love the, okay, thanks,
okay,
bye,
thanks.
At the end of it.
That's gold. Please don't take no for an answer. I love that. Yeah, there are other ways.
What about you, Liz?
There's that great Lily Allen song called off the first album called Knock 'Em Out.
You play them that?
No, I'd like to. Where she says you can't knock them out, can't walk away. Anyway, that's wonderful. I told you. I'll let you know after the weekend. Single lady on the loose.
Lock up your sons. Lisa is heading out of the town.
I don't know. This is not something that I've ever really given a lot of thought. Just, I mean, no thank you, please go away.
Yeah.
Well, no thank you, please go away. Yeah. The no thank you suggest please go away. Pete, well, come on, look, now, you're the one that's probably been hit on loads more than me.
Holy, daily. So, gee whiz.
Yeah, I know. It's a curse. It is a curse for the boy.
I can't even get in the door without being hit on here.
So what do you just say? Get in line?
Get in line. I'm married. I'm sorry. I don't have a child.
Well, you see, I'm married works.
I'm married works. Sometimes it doesn't. But look, the thing that we used to, when we used to go out, if we were under siege, we would call it.
Who's we?
Well, me and the boys.
You and the
out
boys.
Of Metro's free up.
I love how it immediately goes, me and the boys. Me and the boys.
I'm going back to my real
Metro
tie days.
Under siege.
You know, fully black, everything.
Why am I seeing Jim Carrey?
Big gold chain going on and fist pumping in the middle
Night
of the dance
at the
floor
Roxbury.
To Sandstorm and Darude.
Oh, Darude.
Yeah. We had a couple of things, and one would be to tuck one of your legs into your sock and then. Because once you start doing a few things that they take a little bit weird,
all right,
easily disappear.
You're suddenly not under siege.
You're not under siege anymore.
Siege free.
It's not a problem. You go, excuse me a moment. I just have to tuck my leg into my sock here.
And that's not a euphemism.
It's not a euphemism.
Because we're trying to put them off here.
Not put them on. Oh, wow.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. See Southern Plus Aged Care at this year's Have A Go Day, November 1st at Burswood Park.